The grandson of the architect of Iran's Islamic Revolution was in Washington on Friday to talk about the need for reforms in his homeland. His call for separation of mosque and state contradicts the philosophy of Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini, whose revolution toppled Shah Reza Pahlavi in 1979. Hossein Khomeini is related to Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini by blood, but not by the policy he espouses. The young religious cleric says he grew disenchanted with his grandfather's Islamic Republic about 2 years after it was established. Speaking through a translator, the Iranian cleric, who has the same piercing look as his grandfather, told a Washington audience the goals the revolution strived for have not been achieved.
The important goal for the Iranian people in the revolution was the creation of democracy and political freedom. But after the victory of the revolution, as we all know, this was not followed, and the goals were not achieved, and there were no freedoms, more freedoms in Iran, and a greater and more ruthless dictatorship became prevalent in Iran and still goes on.
Mr. Khomeini says he disagrees with the idea of an Islamic government, suggesting the concentration of authority in a supreme religious leader contradicts Islamic practice.
There should be reliance, of course, on the wishes of the people, at the same time on the edicts of Islamic text. There is no way to rule present communities in the Middle East except the government of reason and rationality and these forms of government which we call democratic regimes. Democracy is compatible with all the basic values of Shiism and Islamic law. And faith is free. Individuals can become can follow a particular religion or not follow a particular religion as they wish.
Mr. Khomeini says he focused much of the past 25 years on religious studies at Holy Shiite learning centers in Iran and Iraq. He does not explain why he has decided to start speaking out now, but he says Iranians are tired of the restrictions that have been imposed on them for the past quarter of a century and need change. He says he strongly supports a call for a referendum on the issue of separation of mosque and state.
If the Iranians vote in favor of the continuation of the present regime, so much the better for the regime. They can breathe a sigh of relief and continue their governance. And if not, if the people vote against them, they can retire in honor, in fact, probably as heroes, because they have allowed this referendum.
Mr. Khomeini, who is now residing in Iraq, says the United States needs to focus more attention on Iranian reform movements, but he stops short of advocating a repeat of the U.S. military intervention in Iraq for his own country. Laurie Kasman, VOA News, Washington.